What's up, y'all? And welcome to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea, and I share my experiences while pursuing the constant unveiling of my purpose and journey. Chasing after God and what He has for us is our number one goal here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. So join us as we uncover God's instructions with faith, boldness, and determination. Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and I am back for a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Honestly, I'm telling y'all it's a brand new episode, but it is the last episode of 2020. God has been placing this on my heart for a while, just allowing me to understand the season that I'm in, allowing me to understand that the Living in Pursuit podcast is seasonal. This isn't going to continue to be a weekly thing, because it's a new season. I'm coming into a new season. I'm coming into a new identity. I'm coming into a new embrace, a new understanding of who I am and where God is leading me. So this is going to be a seasonal podcast. I hope you guys aren't mad. I hope you guys don't feel a type of way, but look, I need to be obedient. I need to restructure a lot of things. I need to get clarity of the vision that God has given me concerning His podcast, concerning just my life, and get back to the basics. And that's the title of this episode, Back to the Basics. I think during this season and during this whole year, including the pandemic, including, you know, everything that's been going on, it's a lot of things that have tainted our understanding of who God is and what He's doing in our lives. It's a lot of people, a lot of outside influences that have allowed us to become distracted, allowed us to become distant from God. Even our own judgment of what God is doing and what this season is supposed to look like. We've gotten away from God. We've gotten away from the love of God. We've gotten away from the understanding of who He is. A lot of us haven't even allowed God to fully transform us and truly prepare us in such a way that is needed and is necessary in our lives right now. And a lot of times we think that God's instruction or His wisdom are rules. We think that just because God is telling us to do something, or because God is shaping us and molding us in a way, we feel like we have to conform to all of these rules, and we don't understand, and our understanding is just not where it needs to be, because that's wisdom. That's God's wisdom. He's telling us these things. He's giving us instruction for a reason. He's telling us not to do this, or not to call this person, or not to indulge in this, because it is for a reason. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. So we should trust and understand that He knows what's best for us. He knows what's going to happen before we even do it, before we even have the thought to do it. So we're getting back to the basics, y'all. Even me, myself, I'm getting back to the basics. Like I said earlier, a lot of distractions, a lot of things of this world have shaped our understanding of how things are supposed to go, or how we think things are supposed to go. So getting back to the basics includes these few steps, and I have them for you. So, you know, this is a note-taking episode. Like, we have to take these notes, guys. We're in class right now, okay? but the first one is return back to the secret place. And when I mean secret place, I mean your place of quietness. The place where you go to seek God. The place where you go to cancel out the noise, to cancel out the opinions of others, to cancel out the influence of others. I'm actually off of social media. I don't know for how long, but I'm taking a little break from Instagram, Facebook, for obvious reasons. I know I've said this before. I've taken little breaks here and there off of social media for a while, but this time around, it's really important for me to do so in this season that God is calling me to be in. So getting rid of the influences, getting rid of the friends and the people that have kind of lured you back in to doing things that God has called you out of. It's going back to the place of prayer and supplication, a place of worship and release. In this place where you go to, it's where your discernment gets stronger. It's where your help comes from. It's where your identity is birthed, because a lot of us have not grown or have not begun to understand who we truly are. We've allowed social media to tell us who we are. We've allowed our friends and our family and our circumstances to tell us who we are. We've allowed the enemy's lies to tell us who we are. And that's not where God wants us to be. He does not want us to have a worldly perspective of who we think we should be or who we think that we already are. Our identity in Christ does not come from our own understanding. It does not come from our own doing. God transforms our mind. He renews our spirit. He gives us a clean heart. You're going to be a new person. You're going to have a new identity once those things come to pass. Once God starts working on your heart and once he starts changing things around in your circumstances, he gives us our identities. And I know during a pandemic and during everything that's been going on, some of us have kind of lost our identities. We've kind of lost our way. And we don't even know who we are or what we're supposed to do. Or we've begun to forget the promises of God. We've begun to doubt him. We've begun to truly disappear from him or try to disconnect ourselves from him because we stopped believing in him. Where is our reason? Where is our why? Were we only seeking God so he can give us things? Were we only seeking God so he can transform our minds? And as soon as we become transformed in our minds or in our hearts and our spirits, we can go back to being the we can go back to doing the things that we want to do, what our flesh wants to do? No. Where is your why? Where is your reason? Your reason should be to constantly be renewed and transformed. You think just because God got rid of one bad habit that you're a completely different person? No. There are multiple habits. There are multiple things that God has to transform continually. The Bible says that he constantly prunes us. Constantly. So we may think that we've gotten to this certain level or this certain point of transformation that, oh, now it's okay for me to indulge in sin. Now it's okay for me to do what my flesh wants to do. And that's not right. So going back to the secret place is where actions are taken. The action of getting back closer to God, the action of giving him, casting all of our cares and our worries and anxieties back onto him. Because a lot of times we've been trying to deal with these things ourselves, forgetting God, leaving him out of it. We've been trying to do things on our own, and God is saying, no, you need to come back to the source. God is the source of our help. He is the source of our knowledge. He is the source of our understanding. He is the source of our finances. He is the source of our family. He is the source. Everything that we can ever need is in Christ. It's in God. So we need to return back to the secret place. The second point that I have is community. A lot of women, just women in general, we don't like to be vulnerable with each other unless we're sharing and comparing hurt or trauma. We don't like to get in relationship with other women unless they share a certain trait or unless they share a negative common ground with us. And how are we supposed to grow if we keep surrounding ourselves by people who identify with the old version of us, the old hurt version of us? We have to get around people, women, men, community. We have to get around people that can identify with where we're going and who we are becoming. We can't stay stagnant in the friendships and the communities that we are around now because they don't identify with who God is calling us to be. So we have to get in community, and community really just means accountability. Who are you going to allow in your life to keep you accountable for your walk with God? Who's going to pray for you? Who's going to intercede on your behalf? Who is going to give you godly wisdom? Who's going to give you scripture reference? Who's going to allow God to speak through them to get a message to you? Or are we going to sit around and gossip? Or are we going to continue to sit around and be miserable, talking to the same people about the same things? Like, no growth. There's no growth. Don't you want to grow? So we need to get around godly community. We need to get around people that can talk to us and walk us through this journey. A community that can help us stay focused, that can help us get to the next level, that can help and push us to greatness. We don't need to be around people that constantly want to pull us down to the level that they are at. God is calling us to accelerate. He's calling us to embrace this newness, this new identity that he's trying to give us. He's calling us to embrace that. He's not calling us to stay stagnant. And you know what? Most of you all already know that. Most of you already know that you need community, but you're afraid to open up to people that you don't know. You have this stronghold fighting against you, telling you that, oh, your words don't matter, or you don't have anything to say. No one cares about you. Don't put your faith or hope in somebody that you don't know. A lot of the lies of the enemy has kept you all from being in community. Fear has kept you from being in community. I forgot to mention the Pursuing Me Challenge. Sorry, y'all. I forgot to mention how great and bomb it was. And it was nothing from my doing. It was literally God placing something on my heart that I needed to share with a specific group of women. And the Pursuing Me Challenge was a week long. It started from Sunday to Sunday. Last month. And when I tell you all, it was transforming for me. I've always felt like God was, or I always feel like God wants to get messages through me. But as he's doing that, my heart is transformed too. I'm touched by the message as well. I'm touched by the words that God speaks to me for other people as well. A lot of you signed up, but also a lot of you didn't participate and you didn't go through with the opportunity that was given to you. Community is important, you all. I can't tell y'all how bad I needed community when I was going through what I was going through. By the grace of God, he was able to lead me in the direction of a community through this podcast called Blessed and Bossed Up. They have a society. Her name, the podcast host, is Tatum Tamia. If you guys do not know who she is, please go listen to the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. She has an amazing community. It's called The Society. She runs the community with another woman of God named Kavaya Watrice. She was on one of our episodes here on the Living in Pursuit podcast. If you didn't listen to that interview, go ahead and listen to it. But their community, they have resources, they have prayer calls, live sessions. You can catch me over there because I just recently got back into the community in November. And I missed it. I missed the fact that I can be vulnerable with women. I can be vulnerable with a community of women and they not judge. And they not snicker and gossip and talk about things that are going on in the world. They don't talk about Love and Hip Hop. They don't talk about what's going on. They don't talk about what's on the Shade Room. A lot of them don't even follow the Shade Room, myself included. We're strictly praying for each other. We're strictly giving each other resources. Hey, this song was on my heart. Here, y'all go listen to it. Oh, God led me to this Bible verse this morning. Here, I'm sharing it with you. Like, it's an opportunity to grow. So I can't stress enough how community is important, especially right now. Especially where you feel like you don't know who you are in Christ. Especially when you feel like you don't have any importance in this world. So, yes, community is very important. The next thing I have on my list is Bible time. I can't stress to y'all how important it is to know the word. And stop allowing other people's interpretation of the word to settle into your hearts. And keep you stagnant. A lot of people's interpretation of the word, and they think that God is saying this, and they think that, you know, this parable or this story in the Bible is about this, and really it's not. But when you're in that secret place and when you're praying to God and when he's talking to you and y'all having a conversation, he will give you discernment. He will allow you to he will give you the interpretation that you need. Stop letting other people's false doctrines and false beliefs and divinity just strike your heart in such a way that it makes you, it builds you up to think that you know so much. It builds you up in pride is what it does. So Bible time is very important. You getting you a nice study Bible. I just purchased me one. It was like $40, but it's so worth it. I want to get my own understanding. There's that word again, understanding. I want God to interpret the word as I'm reading it. I want him to give me a new knowledge of things that I thought that I knew. I want him to constantly prune me in that area as well. I want to know the word. I want to know how to strategically pray. How to strategically tackle the Bible and the word of God. I want to know. Like, I really want to be transformed. I want to be able to go to the word. I want to be able to go to the Bible whenever I feel the weight of the world. Whenever I feel like I'm getting distracted or disconnected from God. I want to be able to have those scriptures in my heart. To where I can use those scriptures against the enemy when he tries to attack me. The Bible is your weapon. And you need to learn how to understand it. Like I said, get you a nice study Bible. You can get them on Amazon. Buy yourself a nice life application Bible for Christmas. Let that be one of your gifts to yourself. It's not even like the Bible itself as a present. It's the knowledge that you will gain. It's the transformation that you will get. It's the knowledge. It's the wisdom that you will get. Think of it as that. Think of it as an investment, a spiritual investment. So the next thing that I have on my list is strategize your mind. Focus on all good things. Set up barriers and perimeters for your mind. Guard your eye gate. Guard your ear gate. Make sure you're not listening to things that negatively influence you. Make sure you're not watching things that negatively influence you. Make sure you're not feeding your flesh and starving your spirit. Make sure you're not allowing what other people are doing to influence you. That's the issue. We've allowed other people's careers and other people's Instagram accounts and the stuff that they show us, we've allowed that to dictate where we should be in our careers and in our lives. And why don't I have a house by now? Why don't I have a nice car? Why don't I have any children? Why don't I have any money? Why am I not having financial breakthroughs? This comparison, this spirit of comparison, I'm telling you, strategize your mind. Practice gratefulness. Be grateful and thankful that you have whatever it is that you have. We want to rush things so bad that we forget that God has already graced us for things that we already have. He's graced us enough. He sustained us through this whole pandemic. A lot of y'all should be grateful that you have a job, that you have a family, that you are married, that you did find the love of your life, that you do have money in the bank, that you do have a car to drive. You know how many people lost everything in this pandemic, lost their lives? Be grateful and thankful that you didn't have to bury one of your family members this year. Have a heart of gratitude. Strategize your mind. I'm working on, or God is working on, forgiveness in this season of my life. And I'm praying for strategy to forgive those who have hurt me. I'm asking God to strategize my mind in such a way that I think of those people in a good way and not a negative way. So I pray for strategy. I woke up one morning, I think it was Sunday morning, and God started asking me the question, what's something special about this person? And I would sit there and I would think and I'll be like, oh, well, this is something special about them. And he starts asking me, well, what's special about this person? I start thinking again and I tell him, oh, this is special about that person. But when he gets to certain people on that list, I don't have the words to say. I don't have the words to say, because as soon as I started thinking about what's special about them, I thought about the negative. I thought about what they did to me. I thought about what they said to me. I thought about years of trauma and turmoil. I immediately, my mind went straight to that. And that's why you have to strategize your mind. That's why you have to ask God to help you in these areas and stop trying to figure it out by yourself. You cannot forgive somebody that has hurt you for years and years and years. You can't do that by yourself. You don't have the strategy. When we grew up in church, they did not teach us how to forgive. You need strategy behind that. Next thing on my list, get back to a place of trusting God and his timing. Basically going back to the stop rushing yourself. Stop rushing God to do something in your life just because you're getting impatient. Just because he's not doing things the way you want him to do, or how you want him to do it. Be content with where you are and what you have going on. Continue to do what he has told you to do, what he has instructed you to do. If God specifically told you to get up and pray every morning, you should be doing that. If God specifically told you to pray for all of your enemies each and every day, you should be doing that. If God told you to stop doing something, you should stop doing it. Period. If God has instructed you, if you heard the voice of God, if God literally came down from the cloud and told you do this and do that, and you're not doing it, you're being disobedient. It's probably why the blessing hasn't come yet. It's probably why we're still feeling stuck in a place. It's probably why we haven't seen our prayers answered. Trust God. That includes a strategy as well. Pray that God shows you how to trust him. Pray that he shows you how to trust his timing. One thing I've learned is that we are so panicky. Like, we are so worried and filled with anxiety. And God is just sitting up there looking at us like, what's wrong with y'all? God isn't panicking. He's not stressed. He's not worried about anything. So why are we? Why do we let the world put us in such a bad mood because of what's going on the outside? The most important thing that we need to be worried about is what's going on the inside. What's going on the inside of our homes? What's going on the inside of our minds? What's going on the inside of this business that God is calling me to do? Like, what's going on with that? We need to redirect our minds and focus back on what he's given us, the task that he's given us already. We need to trust him. We need to trust that whatever he's given us, he's going to show up every time. We don't have to do it in our own strength. He's going to give us the strength to do it. Period. So stop stressing yourself out. The next thing on my list, and I swear I'm almost done, y'all. I only got this one and another one. But this next one on the list is get clarity for your vision. At the beginning of the year, when this podcast first started, well, when the whole year first started, everybody was talking about vision. Everyone was talking about clarity. Everyone was talking about write the vision and make it plain. Everybody was talking about how 2020 is the year of clarity and vision and this and this and all that. But the pandemic, hello, everything that has been going on in this world has clouded up our vision. It's clouded up our eyes. Get back to the vision. Get clarity for the vision. Sit with God and ask him, God, show me again, because I've lost sight of where I am and where I'm going. God, I need you to show me what you've given me at the beginning of the year. I need you to show me what you gave me a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, a couple of months ago. I need you to make the vision visible. I need to see it. I need to understand where I'm going and who I need to let into my life and who I need to let go of. I need to see the things that I'm doing that are harming me and I'm blind to it. I need to see my blind spot. I need you to be my blind spots. Send me somebody that can see my blind spots. We need to ask for help. Don't be so prideful and don't think that just because you got this going on that's all that God has for you. Don't stop at one blessing. Keep going. Come for everything that God got for you, everything, not just one thing. Some of y'all have gotten in relationships and feel like, oh, you know, that's good for me. 2020 is made. Oh, I had a baby. 2020 is made. Oh, God gave me the business plan and the plan is executed now and I'm operating in my business now. So, you know, I guess that's it. Like, we've settled. Don't settle for one blessing. Keep going. This podcast is called Living in Pursuit for a reason. Continue the journey. Continue the pursuit. No matter what. If you fall, if you stumble, get back up. Dust yourself off. Pray. Ask for forgiveness. God will give you mercy. He will give you strength. He's done it every time. Check his record. When has God never not been there for you? When has God ever left you? When has God ever left you to deal with something by yourself and didn't comfort you? Back to the basics, y'all. And my last and final point of getting back to the basics is stop making everything about you. Take yourself out of the equation. When I first started this podcast, I literally allow God to guide me in such a way that I didn't even care if he gave me a word. I didn't even care if he answer my prayers. I was strictly focused on y'all. I was strictly focused on my audience, whoever was listening, whoever was in my path. I strictly opened myself up back to God to allow him to pour into me for somebody else. Fill me up so I can pour out, God. That has been my prayer lately. I'm getting back to that prayer. Instead of, oh God, I need this and I need that. I need you to do this for me. I need you to do this for my family. I need you to, I need a financial breakthrough. I need this. I need that. Pray those prayers over somebody else. It's better to give than to receive. It's always better to give than to receive. It's always better to pray for somebody else before you pray for yourself. We've become so selfish in this season, this year, that we've forgotten that this is not about us. It's about the body of Christ. It's about our brothers and sisters. It's about our families. It's about everyone that is connected in God. It's not just about us. The Bible says that when you pray God's words. We're never supposed to really be praying about praying our words. We're supposed to be praying and reminding God of what he already said and spoken over us. That's why it's important to know the Bible. We should be praying words of God. We should be praying his promises back to him. We should be repeating after him, repeating his word back to him. That's where the blessing comes. That's where the change and the transformation comes. Get back to the basics. Whatever you feel like you've let down or set aside due to this pandemic, due to your depression, due to whatever you've been going through, your circumstances, whatever, pick it back up. And ask God to redirect you. Getting back to the basics is necessary right now. It's so necessary. And I think I can speak for some of us when I say leaving the basics, like putting all of these things that I just said, putting all of that down, trying to do things in our own strength and trying to find other ways to cope with what we're doing, that never works. And it hasn't worked, which is why we need to get back to the basics. And that's my prayer over you all. I really pray that you are encouraged by this podcast. I really pray that you go back and listen to past episodes. I really pray that you take notes and you continue to live in your calling and continue to live in pursuit of just becoming a better person, a bomb person. Like this podcast is going to be more than just spiritual knowledge. It's going to feed you in different ways to shape you to become a better person, a better woman, a better man. All aspects of the spectrum. All sides. So when we come back, y'all, I just want y'all to be prepared, okay? I just want y'all to be amazed. I want you guys to be blessed. I want you guys to be encouraged. I want you guys to be just full on ready to experience all that God is calling us to be, all that he's calling us to do. So it's been a great season to say the least. And I've loved talking to you guys every week. I love you guys' responses. I love you guys' reviews and ratings and just the support that you all have shown me and this podcast. It's been phenomenal. It's been amazing. Such an experience. I can only, by the grace of God, just thank him for this opportunity and thank him for allowing me to experience this thing. See it to the end. Endure it. Endure the challenges that I faced. I can't begin to explain to y'all what it feels like to endure and get through a season and come out all right. Like, that is the ultimate goal, to get through a season and come out better. That is the real pursuit. So I love you guys. Make sure you all follow me on Instagram. I'm not on there right now, but I'm pretty sure that when I get back on, I'm gonna see you guys and I'm gonna follow you back. So yeah, make sure you guys go back and listen to the old episodes. You can follow my YouTube channel, Drea K, Drea K-A-Y. And yeah, if y'all have any questions or concerns, y'all can hit my info, or my email at info@DreaKOnline.com. And yeah, that's all I got for y'all, man. Literally, that's all I have. So I'm gonna see y'all in season two. Like I said, I don't know when it's gonna be, but pray for your girl. She's coming back and coming back with a whole new look. Bye, y'all.